With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Republicans want documents and internal communications regarding President Biden's statement earlier this week in which he appeared to call supporters of Donald Trump garbage.
White House press officials altered the official transcript of Biden's statement, drawing objections from the federal workers who document such remarks for posterity. The lawmakers say the White House cannot simply rewrite President Biden's rhetoric and are questioning whether the decision to create a false transcript and manipulate or alter the accurate transcript produced for the National Archives and Records Administration was a violation of federal law. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump meeting with Arab Americans in the Detroit area Friday in a bid to woo voters very unhappy with the war in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton is touring the Blue Wall states.
Metro Detroit is home to the nation's largest concentration of Arab Americans, with a large chunk of them living in Dearborn. That's where Trump met with local residents, many of whom are upset with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Even though Dearborn's mayor did not meet with the former president on Friday, Trump received endorsements from officials in two other Muslim-majority cities during a visit last week. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Pastor Jack Hibbs of California's Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, says Christians who fail to vote are doing much more than just staying out of politics.
I think it's more than anything being political. I believe it is a spiritual issue. It's a responsibility that the Christian is not managing or stewarding well at all.
Authorities in Hawaii say a shark bit the Maui surfer Friday, severing the man's right leg. The man is now hospitalized. This is SRN News. The national religious broadcasters want you to vote.
The organization is flooding the airwaves and social media with a series of public service announcements designed to get Christians to the polls on Election Day. The spots feature evangelical leaders such as John MacArthur, David Jeremiah, and Robert Jeffress, and are aimed at the millions of believers whom statistics indicate are liable to sit out this election. Experts point out that mobilizing just a portion of these people would change the outcome of the vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One city in Texas banning men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council expanding a 1989 ordinance prohibiting individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote comes following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and various city leaders, with city council members arguing the ordinance would protect Odessans and their families. This is SRN News. Now, this is not your grandparents' farm.
From self-driving tractors to fruit-picking robots, a growing number of technology companies are bringing automation to agriculture. Advocates of the technology say it'll ease the sector's labor shortage, help farmers manage rising costs, and provide workers with respite from extreme weather. But despite a hot automation market, many small farmers and producers across the country aren't sold on whether a slate of often costly technologies could shape the future of farming.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Serbian rescue teams have stopped searching for survivors after pulling out 14 bodies under tons of concrete from a fallen canopy at the entrance of a railway station in the northern city of Novi Sad. Serbia's government declaring today to be a day of mourning as officials promised a thorough investigation. More details at SRNnews.com.